And greetings, friends around the world. Do you really want to know why human suffering is allowed? Why the American and British descended nations are in trouble? Why our wars, our economies, and our lives will be increasingly in trouble from now on? Will you genuinely listen to the very clear answer from your Creator Himself? Will you? Why are increasing hundreds of young men being killed or maimed for life in our foreign wars? Why are events turning against us in Iraq? Why are the storms and earthquakes becoming more and more severe all over this earth? I'm about to give you genuine answers to these vital questions. Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World presents Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, John O'Gwen, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. This week, Roderick C. Meredith asks, what's wrong with the Ten Commandments? And now, Roderick C. Meredith.
My friends, do you think for 1 minute that our Creator does not have a valid reason for allowing people to suffer? Don't we realize that the great God is in charge of world events? Why are we in the United States and the British descended nations seeming to lose our national power and prestige that we've had for over 150 years? Again, are you personally willing to genuinely listen to the real answer from the God of the Bible? Think about it. Turn to Luke in your Bible. Check up on me. Follow me. Notice what Jesus Christ Himself said in Luke chapter 4, verse 4. Luke chapter 4, verse 4, Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Jesus said to obey all the Bible, and the only written word of God back then was the Old Testament. So Jesus said to listen to the Old Testament, not just the New. Some of you have been taught otherwise, but that's what Jesus said. So listen, I'm going to turn to the Old Testament for something that does apply to us today. It really does. Notice Deuteronomy chapter 4 now, verse 1. Now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and judgments which I teach you to observe, that you may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers is giving you. You shall not add to the word which I command you, nor take anything from it, that you may keep the commandments which the eternal God commanded you. He says then down in verse 6, therefore be careful to observe them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples who will hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. But notice verses 25 through 30 now. Turn to verse 25 here as God continues. When you beget children and grandchildren and have grown old in the land, act corruptly and make a carved image in the form of anything and do evil in the sight of the Lord your God to provoke him to anger, I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day that you will utterly perish from the land which you cross over the Jordan to possess. You will not prolong your days in it, but will be utterly destroyed. And the Lord God will scatter you among the peoples, and you will be left few in number among the nations where the Lord will drive you. And there you will serve gods, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear nor smell. But from there you will seek, notice this, my friends, from there you will seek the eternal your God, and you will find him if you seek for him with all your heart and with all your soul. That's what our nation had better be doing now. That's what the British and American peoples had better be doing now. The Canadian people, the Australian people, the peoples of New Zealand and South Africa. That's what we'd better be doing. When you're in distress and all these things come upon you, when? God said they would eventually come. They came in type way back then, but they're going to come big time in a few years when they come upon you in the latter days. We're in those latter days when you turn to the Lord your God and obey His voice. Yes, when you begin to cry out to God. Unless we truly repent, we are now, my friends, at the most dangerous point in our national history. Everything seemed to go good, and now everything is seeming to go wrong. And unless we turn back to the God of the Bible, things are going to keep getting worse and worse and worse. And I tell you that on the authority of prophecy after prophecy in the Bible. How does God look on our sex-obsessed society? What does He think about the constant violence that among us, and the wild nightclubs, the pervasive strip joints, the thousands of young men, women, and even young men, young boys who are either enticed or sold into prostitution? What does the great God think about all those things? What does He think about the massive misuse of drugs and alcohol taking over our youth, the wasted lives, the broken marriages, the tears, the sadness, the emptiness, because of following man's ways contrary to God and contrary to His commandments? What does God think about an entire society which is turning away from the Ten Commandments? What does He think? Where even the judges among us try to banish the Ten Commandments from our schools, our public buildings, and our lives. Remember the discussions by many of our top judges regarding the Ten Commandments a few years ago? They said that they objected to the Ten Commandments being displayed or referred to in our schools. They publicly stated that they were concerned about the effect that the Ten Commandments of God might have on our vulnerable, they used that term, vulnerable youth. How dangerous that would be to expose our kids to the Ten Commandments. Can you imagine how endangered our people might be if we expose all of our youth to the Ten Commandments? If our young people were taught to honor their father and their mother? If our young people were taught never to murder anyone, if they were taught to be faithful to their mates and never commit adultery, wow, what danger we would be in. Think about that. What kind of society is it that begins to turn away from God in that way? We're in danger, and we'd better wake up. At this point, my friends, I want to help you see the other side of the picture. I want to give you and offer you absolutely free upon your request a free copy, a beautiful copy of a thoroughly documented booklet entitled The Ten Commandments. This booklet really spells out the Ten Commandments more than anything you've ever read. It is one of the most thoughtful, helpful booklets we have ever published. This booklet, brand new booklet with us now, The Ten Commandments, will enrich your life and perhaps be a valuable tool to help others in your family. So call or write today and request your free copy of this inspiring, encouraging booklet, The Ten Commandments. Just ask for the booklet, The Ten Commandments. Call the toll-free number now.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insight on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Now back to our topic, my friends. Again, why is the great God allowing so much suffering and so much terrorism to affect the United States and other British-descended nations? Why? Turn with me to another foundational prophecy that Jesus referred to as part of the Word of God, the Old Testament, and that applies to us today. It applies to us today. Turn to Leviticus chapter 26, beginning in verse 3. If you walk in my statutes, God says, and keep my commandments he told our ancestors, and perform them, then I will give you rain in due season. And he said, you'll eat your bread to the full, dwell in your land safely. Verse 6, I'll give you peace in the land. Every blessing he begins to describe. And of course, he did give ancient Israel many of those blessings under the latter part of King David's reign and for many years in King Solomon's reign. It was like the millennium. To the degree God did those things, they had those blessings. But they turned aside, as we know, and ancient Israel was taken into Assyrian captivity and disappeared, the house of Israel. Judah stayed on for a while, then they were taken into Babylonian captivity. And of course, they were brought back, but the tribes of Israel, the house of Israel, was never brought back. They disappeared, and frankly, they're among us today in the British descended and American peoples, which is another story. But this prophecy is dual. It referred to them back there, and it absolutely refers to what is just ahead of us today, and you are beginning to live to see that. And we have whole booklets and articles explaining that. Turn now to verse 14. He goes on then in this prophecy after describing the blessings that come through obedience. Then in verse 14, but if you do not obey me and do not observe all these commandments, we do not observe God's commandments today at all. Our nation is turning away from God, as I've explained. And if you despise my statutes, if your soul abhors my judgments, so that you do not perform all my commandments and break my covenant, I will do this to you. I will even appoint terror over you. Oh, what's the first thing? Terror. And that word can be translated terrorism. It refers to what is beginning to happen, starting with the Twin Towers coming down, the Pentagon being shattered, one wing of it, and all these other things that are beginning to happen all over the world, the terrorism in Iraq, the blow up in Bali, the terrible terrorism elsewhere that's begun to occur in Spain and the rest of the nations of the world. More and more terrorism. It's going to get worse if we don't turn back to God. He's going to chasten us with terrorism. That's the first thing he mentioned. Wasting disease and fever. Disease epidemics are not far behind, my friends. Please understand that. I don't look forward to that. I have children, grandchildren, all over. It's going to hurt some of us. We need to realize it. But can we grasp the fact that when our peoples begin to despise God's laws, that these punishments will come upon our peoples? We know better. We should know better. We've been the people that sent out all the Bibles and all the missionaries, and God knows that, but we're not following this book. We talk the talk, but we don't walk the walk. You know it and I know it. Will our peoples truly wake up before the horrifying events described in the rest of this chapter begin to occur? Think about it. He says, I will appoint terror over you, wasting disease and fever, which shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart. You'll sow your seed in vain. He says a little later, after this, if you don't obey me, then I'll punish you seven times or sevenfold more for your sins, as it may be translated. I will break the pride of your power. Things are going to start going wrong for you. Your national greatness will be taken away. The American dollar will go down. The British pound will go down. We'll lose more of our power and our prestige among the other nations of the earth. Why? Because we have been God's blessed people, and we are turning away from the great God who gave us our blessings. We think our democratic way of life gave us those blessings. No, God gave us those blessings. Picture the millions suffering disease epidemics all over the world. AIDS alone is wiping out untold millions in Africa. Do we want this here? God says after terror, disease epidemics would come, and then famine, drought. Can we grasp the fact that untold thousands of professing ministers of Jesus Christ resent and deprecate the Ten Commandments? I could read you whole stacks of quotes from them. They don't believe in them. They think they're done away. They're taught by liberal professors in the liberal seminaries of this world that this is just the ancient Hebrew literature. Literature? They're going to learn, my friends, that this book is the inspired revelation from the God who gives us life and breath. And you and I need to understand that. I know there are many sincere ministers. They mean well, but they often call God's commandments good guidelines. But most of them do not remotely teach them as the divine law of Almighty God that we're to obey. If you do, any of you ministers, good for you. But most do not, and you know that. These professing ministers of Christ say that the Apostle Paul did away with the Ten Commandments. But the exact opposite is true, my friends. Notice what the real Apostle Paul was inspired to write in your Bible, in case you've been mixed up on this subject. I may go into a whole dissertation about Paul's epistles on this program sometime. I used to teach a class in it for about a quarter of a century. Paul taught the Ten Commandments. He lived the Ten Commandments. That was his way of life. Notice Romans 8, verse 6. Paul wrote, "To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind, the normal mind of man, is enmity against God. The natural man resents God, for it is not subject," notice what Paul wrote, "to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then those who are in the flesh," that is with the carnal mind, "cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you." Yes, Christ must live in you through the Holy Spirit. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. He's not a Christian unless he has that same Spirit, that same attitude from Christ. Christ said, "I've kept my Father's commandments." We've got to keep God's commandments as well. We're told to do that again and again. Now notice another statement from Paul himself. Turn to 1 Corinthians 7 and verse 19. 1 Corinthians 7:19. "Circumcision is nothing." No, that doesn't get you into God's kingdom. "And uncircumcision is nothing." That doesn't hurt you either. "But keeping the commandments of God is what matters." That's what Paul said. He said, keeping the commandments, plural, of God. Not some new commandments of Jesus. Some will try to twist that around. Frankly, Jesus taught the same commandments, but people have a trick argument to try to say he taught one set of commandments. He just had a law of love, and then the Father was the bad guy, and his commandments are not good. No, that's not true. He's talking about the commandments of God. He said, that's what matters. Frankly, the entire Bible tells us to keep the Ten Commandments over and over and over. Back in James chapter 2 and verse 8. "If you really fulfill the royal law, according to the Scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself." And that's just part of the commandments, of course. God's first four commandments tell us to worship God. How to serve and honor God? That comes first. As Jesus said, the great commandment is to love God with all your heart and strength and mind. Most people don't understand that that's even more important. You can't love your neighbor as yourself unless you have the fear of God and awareness that every human being is made in God's image, that you love everybody of every race, color, creed, everything, you love them. Every human being is made in God's image, and you have to love them, you have to forgive them, you have to work with them, and so on. They may not be called of God yet, but you love them as potential sons and daughters of God. So you love your neighbors yourself, you do well. But if you show partiality, you commit sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. Now James wrote about 30 years after the cross. He wrote about 30 years after everything was supposed to be done away. What's going on here? He said the law will convict you. If the law were done away, it couldn't convict anybody about anything. Think about it. "For whoever shall keep the whole law," think about this, "the whole law, and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all. For he who said, 'Do not commit adultery,'" oh, that's one of the Ten Commandments. "'Do not commit adultery,' said also, 'Do not murder.'" Well, that's another one of the Ten Commandments. So the whole law he's talking about is the Ten Commandments. It has 10 points. You're to obey all those points. You're not to water down one point. Many people in our modern world like to water down the one against adultery, or they like to say you can divorce and remarry for almost any reason. or they say the fourth commandment is done away and you don't need to pay attention to that, and so on. But he said then, we've got to keep them all. If you water down even one of them, you have become a transgressor of the law. Think about that. You transgress the law, you couldn't transgress it unless it was still there. So speak and so do as those who will be judged by the law of liberty. You're going to be judged by the Ten Commandments. That's clearly what he's talking about. He's not talking about any other law. And he calls it what? The law of liberty. Think about it. Wow! What a tremendous world we would have if all our people were taught to love one another, not to ever steal, not to ever kill, not to ever commit adultery, to honor their father and their mother, to worship the one true God. We would have a magnificent world, a utopian world. We would need no armies. We would need no policemen. We'd save billions and billions of dollars that could be put to help the poor, and they would be taught to work and to accomplish and so on, and not get in all the problems that many of them have, keeping them from being prosperous. The whole world would change if they would obey the law of liberty. But no, Satan has got things all twisted around where people think the law of liberty is a law of burden. It's a hard thing to do. No, it's not. So again, think about the real answer. Again, be sure to call the toll-free number now and ask for your free copy of the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments. This beautiful booklet right here is truly one of the most thoughtful and helpful booklets we have ever published. The Ten Commandments will enrich your life. So call or write today and request your free copy of this booklet, The Ten Commandments. Call the toll-free number now.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issue. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Finally, my friends, think about the example of Jesus Christ. He was the light that came into this world. He was to show us how to live. We are to imitate that example. A true Christian is not one who just believes in Christ. So many people are taught today, just give your heart to the Lord and that's all you need. No, it is not. You've got to surrender to let the Christ of the Bible live in you. And you've got to follow Jesus' example. That is the point so many people miss out on. Do as he did. Live as he lived through the power of God's Spirit. You say, I can't do that perfectly. No, you can't. But you can grow in grace and in knowledge with that goal, and you can grow ever closer to Jesus Christ through His Holy Spirit within you. Notice back in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, the Apostle Paul said here, imitate me just as I imitate Christ. We are to imitate Jesus Christ. Notice in chapter 2 of Galatians chapter 2, here's a very important scripture I think I mentioned before in one of our programs, more than once. Galatians 2, verse 20, my favorite verse, so I'll just paraphrase it in my own words here. The Apostle Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ, the old self is to be buried, nevertheless I live, yet not I. It's not the old selfish self anymore that comes up out of the grave, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. We don't just live by faith in Christ. We have him living within us through the power of God's Holy Spirit. Notice back in 1 John chapter 2, beginning in verse 3. Now by this we know that we know Him, we know God, if we keep His commandments. You may know about God if you know about the commandments, but you don't really know God, you're not acquainted with God, unless you experience walking with God by keeping His law. His law is His character, you see. You have to understand that. You must have Christ living within you. You must keep God's commandments. You must practice that way of life. Then you begin to know God to the degree you do that. He who says, I know Him, you think you know God, and does not keep His commandments is a liar. I'm not saying that. I'm reading this from the Bible. You're supposed to live by every word of God. He who says, I know God, and does not keep His commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. He just doesn't get it. He is blinded. Jesus said, if the blind lead the blind, they fall in the ditch together. Is that where you want to be? So we need to understand. So he says then, he who says, no, verse 5, he who keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. He who says he abides in him, you say you abide in Christ? He who says he abides in him ought himself to walk just as he walked. We're to keep God's commandments. We're to walk as Jesus walked. Turn back to chapter 5, verse 3. John wrote, 1 John 5, 3, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. People say, oh, they're too hard. No, they're not. John says they're not burdensome. That is genuine Christian love. The commandments of God telling us how to love God, how to love our neighbor. That knowledge will spread all over the earth at Christ's second coming. It's based solidly on the Ten Commandments. Again, write or call now and request your free copy of this absolutely free booklet, this vital booklet entitled The Ten Commandments. And tune in every week to Tomorrow's World program. On this program, you'll gain precious information and insights, as you know, available nowhere else. Richard Ames, John O'Gwin, and I will give you understanding of the current events and of the exciting prophecies of tomorrow's world. See you right here next week.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. All the literature offered on today's program can be ordered absolutely free off our website at www.tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.